USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America remembers 21 years later. Remembrances of the 9/11 terrorist attacks taking place across the country. Here in New York at what was once called Ground Zero, the solemn tradition of reading the names of the 2,983 men, women, and children who lost their lives in 2001 took place. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, joined current New York Mayor Eric Adams and one of his predecessors, Michael Bloomberg, at what is now a memorial site in Lower Manhattan. At the Pentagon outside of Washington, President Biden gave his remarks.
When future generations come here to sit in the shade of the maple trees that shelter the memorial grown tall and strong with passing years, they will find the names of patriots. They will feel the connection that will come to pass on September 11, 2001, and how our country was forever changed.
First Lady Jill Biden attending the memorial ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II began its somber procession through the Scottish countryside, leaving Balmoral Castle for Edinburgh. Mourners lined the highways, byways, and every other passageway to pay their respects for the longest reigning monarch in British history. The procession begins a day after her eldest son is officially proclaimed the new monarch. King Charles III officially ascended the throne upon the death of his mother this past Thursday at the age of 96. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express will now categorize credit card transactions at gun shops separately. Visa announced their intentions to do so on Saturday, adopting the new merchant code announced Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Again, now it will do in terms of its nuclear weapons program, which includes launching a nuclear retaliation, quote, automatically and immediately if Kim Jong-un is incapacitated in an attack.
North Korea is endorsing the use of preemptive nuclear strikes for self-defense purposes. That's what state media reported, while also noting a new law stops talks about denuclearization. There were steps taken during the Trump administration to get the North to move toward that. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another sign that we are starting to live with COVID, this time coming from the country's highest court.
The U.S. Supreme Court will allow the public to hear arguments in person for the first time in about 2.5 years following a closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Justice Chief John Roberts has confirmed the court's 9 justices, all of whom have been vaccinated against COVID-19, will begin hearing a new round of cases when the court's next term kicks off on October 3rd. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Two Native American tribes in South Dakota have doubled up to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.